This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on over there. You know, it's... If you give me your email address, once a week I send out an email, let you know who's on the show. Topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of thing. But I almost kicked it over. That would have been exciting. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I appreciate the time that you spend, whether it's in the chat room or sending me emails or responding on the on any one of the communications avenues that we have, outlets, whatever they're called. But I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, so let me just get to it, because I kind of enjoy some of the more goofy stories. Because you have to sit there and go, I don't even know how this happens, right? Some of these stories, you sit there and you go, how can that be? You've got Tori Spelling. Now, most of the people my age know who she is. We know she, we maybe not fans of hers, but we know she is. We know who her parents are. Because, you know, they came up with all the hits in the late 60s and 70s. You know, Charlie's Angels, Dynasty, and others along those lines. Tori. There you go. Tori Spelling. She had all this money from mommy and dad, and it was a lot of money. She was born into one of Hollywood's richest and most famous families. She grew up in one of the biggest mansions in Los Angeles. I want you to listen. I don't know why you have to have this. I don't know why anybody would need this. But it was a 123-room mansion. A 56,000-square-foot monster. There were warehouses that big. Her dad built it on Bing Crosby's old estate. And he dubbed it the Manor. That's what he named it. Now, she's given her unbelievably lavish upbringing. Spelling couldn't have foreseen her life today. She's living in a modest home, scrapping for roles, living with a husband who's admitted being unfaithful. I mean, this is because she's, you know, again... It's what we've talked about. We talked about Dr. Spock in the last hour. When you don't want for anything, when you don't understand what it takes for that check to clear when you write it, when you don't understand what it takes for that credit card not to get declined, to keep toilet paper in the bathroom, food in the refrigerator, and heat running through the house, when you don't teach your kids that, how are they going to learn it? Seriously. And she's been through all kinds of things in her life. This is kind of what I'm talking about. When you talk about the elite, it's not just the elite. Your kids are watching these kids. They know the stories. They know what's happening. How do you fix that? Do you talk to them? Do you show them what's going on? Spelling got her big break, I guess, is Donna Martin on a hit Fox teen series, Beverly Hills 90210. That was like, did you watch that? No. That was like a big deal. And the thing that was a big deal was all the poor kids were watching and thinking or hoping or wishing they could be like that someday. Right? And then the downside to it was her dad was the producer of the show. So they probably didn't feel like she really deserved the part, but she got it anyway. Right? She also admitted throughout the years that a lot of the parts that she got, a lot of things she was able to do, was because of her dad. Right? Think about that. So you never really have this feeling of accomplishment. You never have this thought that you did it yourself, you worked it yourself, you worked through it yourself. Right? Until you actually push through it on your own. So Spelling said that, you know, I think the show ran like 10 years. That a lot of her finances from the show she had on her, but she would spend that money like crazy. I use the drunken sailor thing, but then everybody gets mad at me. After Beverly Hills 90210 wrapped in 2000, her life really never having to worry about money or think twice about her expensive tastes began to take a toll. But see, I take it back to her upbringing. Right? She even says, there's no mystery why I have money problems. I grew up rich beyond anyone's wildest dreams. I never knew anything else. Even when I try to embrace a simpler lifestyle, I can't seem to let go of my expensive tastes. Right? She said, I moved to a smaller house just to simplify my life. But I lost almost $1 million on the way. Right? And when things got really tough, she wouldn't ask her dad for help, being a little stubborn. But if we don't, the reason I brought this story up is we equate success to money and fame. Now, she has money, and she has some fame, and she has very famous parents who have lots of money, and she's miserable. Right, with everything going on in life, she's miserable. She couldn't hold on to her money, couldn't hold on to her fame, couldn't hold on to her house. Think about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll talk a little bit more about spoiled brats on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, head over to the store and buy something. Coffee cup, water bottle, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all kinds of stuff up there you get your hands on. Include one of those American flags I've talked about so much, and I do appreciate it. And give me your email address. That helps me, too, sending out an email every week, let you know what's going on. Or if you just want to send me an email with a message, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Some of you send me messages through Facebook and other places. It says, I got too much to check. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Todd Starnes put up a piece. If you don't know who Todd Starnes is, you've been in a coma. Go ahead and check it out. Just Google him. Not now, after the show. You read the piece that says, Holy Cross dropped its Christian Knight mascot to appease, well, you know, which is really funny. You know, think about it. These Christian schools who are supposed to represent Jesus Christ, didn't he give up when the fight got tough? Didn't he back away when he offended people? Didn't he make sure that everybody just loved him no matter what? I'm just asking. Apparently, I don't get the story. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Cross Crusaders are giving a nearly 100-year-old mascot a heave-ho. They don't want to offend any other religious groups. And by the religious groups, well, you figure it out. And the Jesuits were pretty tough guys. The Jesuits in the Catholic world were the guys that went into the woods and tried to convert people, and these guys lost their lives. They got beaten. They got pummeled. The Jesuit school said they decided to retire its beloved knight for the sake of interreligious understanding and dialogue. Yeah, Jesus had dialogue, too. Follow me or else. That was the dialogue. It was real simple. For some knight, imaginary alone could convey nobility, chivalry, and bravery. However, the visual depiction of a knight in conjunction with the moniker Crusader inevitably ties us directly to the reality of the religious wars and violence of the Crusades. The imagery stands in contrast to our stated values, College President Philip Burroughs said. I'd like to know what he is. While they continue to be known as the Crusaders, the school costume mascot will be replaced with an interlocking H and C. Yeah, that says it. Not that says Crusader, like the letters H and C. While we acknowledge that the Crusaders were among the darkest periods in church history, we chose to associate ourselves with the modern definition of the word Crusader, one which is representative of our Catholic Jesuit identity. I'm missing this. Maybe I'm just not educated enough to understand. They went on to say, we're not simply Crusaders, we are Holy Cross Crusaders. The student journalists at Holy Cross were not so forgiving, though. They decided to change their name from the Crusader to the Spire. Ann Murphy, a 1994 graduate of school, is among the alumni furious at the change. She said, my pocketbook is now closed. See, I've been telling you guys for years to do this. Some of you alumni from some of these colleges where they've gotten whacked, you Harvardites, they've created a whole class on how to impeach Donald Trump. Go figure. And you're still giving them money. I don't get it. My pocketbook is closed, she said on a Todd Stearns radio show. What's wrong with demonstrating defending the faith? Miss Murphy took great exception to the college's desire to enter with a misunderstanding. If I were to go to a Jewish college, such as an academy that strong Brandeis University, would I demand bacon and ham biscuits at breakfast? Of course I wouldn't. If I were to go to the predominantly Mormon Brigham Young University, would I wear a halter top and whatever those girls wear in the rap videos to class? Of course I wouldn't. If I were to attend events at a Hindu temple, would I demand ice cream or a hamburger? No. Do I think as part of an interreligious understanding Holy Cross should stop serving bacon, ham, beef, and ice cream? As well as require all students to dress in a conservative manner? No. Why should the Crusader image, one of my martyr for his or her faith, be what gets thrown aside? She's so right. You know, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, you got to look her up. Some of you probably don't even know who she is. But she did a whole piece on religious freakoids. People get so easily offended. Way back, well, I'm talking probably 15 years ago, easy, maybe even 20. And it stands out to me because some of her friends were offended when she went to a Catholic church to receive an award, and the least they could have done was covered up the crosses. And so she addressed her friends on air, and she said, look, I'm not so stupid to think that if I go to a Catholic church, they're going to cover up the crosses because I'm Jewish. I'm one of the only Jewish people in the place. I have enough respect and understanding for what they stand for, and they're giving me the award. I could turn it down. I don't have to take it for people who don't believe the same way I do. Remember, I believe that they're Jesus is not God. He's not the Messiah. Our people are still waiting for the Messiah. So we have different belief systems. Do I just not go? She had the right idea at the time. And she was getting irritated at people for getting so offended. Too bad she couldn't take it on further because she had a very large audience, probably bigger than Oprah's. Right? On what was right and what was wrong. How to treat your children. How to train your children up. The writer goes on to say, perhaps I was lucky to still be at school when it was a bit more religious, she told the Todd Starnes radio show. I fear that the school is going to disavow religion altogether. Some Catholic/Christian institutions have already done that. They've taken pictures of Jesus off the wall. They've taken cross. Do you know why parents send their kids to a Catholic or a Christian school? Because they want the religious foundation. Otherwise, they can send them to any school in the country. Any other school, that is. And don't give me that stuff that some Catholic schools offer the best education in the world. Right, because it's the only one that does that. Right? Holy Cross gave in to political correctness. Jesus never did. You know, it was funny. I was talking to somebody today about us Christians, or Christians that want to be so loved. They want to be so liked. They want to be seen as an ally and not an enemy. How many people felt that Jesus was an ally? Or Paul? Or Peter? And Jesus himself said that they would hate us because we loved him. I got news for you. If you got some people that ain't hating on you because you love Jesus, maybe you don't love Jesus. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. You do what you want with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Student gets rape. Gets rape threats because she believes in traditional marriage. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Aging Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
The only Spanish I know. Vamanos. I mean, get out of here, right? Or come along or something. Let's go. All right, then, vamanos. Let's go, right? But we're staying. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you give me your email address, and you can only do that on the website, do not email me your email address. Look, I'm not making fun of you, but I want you to think about something. When you send me your email and you say, here's my email address, and you actually put your email address in the subject, in the context of the email, do you realize that I have your email address by the mere fact you sent it to me? Think about that. Anyway, and I don't make funny. I think it's funny. I've done stuff like that myself. So 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Be involved in what we're doing. I love these stories. These stories, like, they make, I want to crawl out of my skin with some of these stories. And the a student resident advisor at Providence College has been subjected to intense harassment by classmates, including a drawing depicting him being raped for creating a bulletin board displaying and advocating for traditional marriage. Now, I want you to think about this. Providence College, being harassed by his classmates because he believes in and supports traditional marriage. Now, the display spread through the Catholic college campus. Think about that. Other RAs began to assemble threateningly outside his dorm room, prompting campus police to escort him away. Why? Why didn't the admins of that college have the other RAs taken off of campus? For two reasons. One is, what gives you the right? What happened to Trump loves hate? I mean, hate. No, love trumps hate. Yeah, I said it right. Did I say it right? You're not helping me here. Shoot me with that thing. When I'm wrong, not when I'm right.
Oh.
So, I mean, think about, we've turned a Catholic university who won't promote and support traditional marriage, men and women. I don't understand it. I know some of you guys on the left are going to your mind with me. especially some of the locals. Why don't you explain it to me? Why don't some of you Catholics give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Let me know. Seriously. How you rectify that according to the Bible. And don't twist. Don't reassemble words. Don't tell me how the scholars were wrong and how they defined marriage or any of that. According to LifeSite News, R.A. Michael Smolanskas has faced severe student backlash since displaying the poster on a bulletin board in early March with the upset classmates gathering outside of his dorm room. He said, I couldn't even go brush my teeth for several nights without facing a mob in my hallway. Why? Aren't they all Catholics? Don't they all believe in the Catholic way? What are you doing at a Catholic college if you don't believe the way Catholics believe? He said, there have been a pro-lesbian board up for the entire month of February. One female resident halls. He continued adding that nobody was rioting outside the girls' dorm. The original display, which has been vandalized and removed, portrayed marriage the way God intended. It included quotes from Pope Francis and biblical scripture describing marriage as a union between a man and a woman. And last I checked, Pope Francis was the one running the show for them, wasn't he? Screenshots obtained by LifeSite News depict students taking pictures of the bulletin board, blasting Smolanskas on social media, and pledging to not stay silent any longer. Who? There's a tremendous double standard when it comes to Catholic teaching or conservative views, Smolanskas told the publication. They're just not protecting us in any way. Now, according to the students, other RAs began to gather around his residence hall and kept and keying into the building after hours. They let themselves into the building, started milling around. They ripped down the poster, he said. I'm an employee of the college. These are other employees of the college behaving this way. Why hasn't the college done anything? That's disgusting. As the situation escalated, he was then reportedly escorted to a secure location by campus police. Days after the incident, Smolanskas met with school administration and said that he is abundantly clear that they would do nothing to affirm the mission of the college or condemn the harassment. See, I'd like to call them and find out why. Following the meeting, the campus police informed the student of a cartoon found in a common bathroom depicting him being raped by another male. I wonder if they did anything about that, right? Isn't that a hate act? Isn't rape a hate act, last I checked?
It's a crime.
Right? Well, it's a crime, but it's a hate act. Right? I mean, think about it. Isn't that, these love Trumps hate people. Really? Over 1,000 people have already signed an online petition started on Monday urging the school to condemn the gay rape threats against pro-family student. Providence College spokesman told Campus Reform that the series of incidents is under investigation and the school will not comment on the situation while the investigation. I saw the picture. You can't even see. This is why I tell you parents, pay attention as to where you send your kids. Pay attention to what's going on. If you send your kids to a school like this, where the Catholic administration won't even stick up for Catholic principles, shame on you. Shame on you for spending your money at a place like this that won't protect your student. Your child. Not even your student, your child, for God's sakes. And please, you want to call me, one of you lawyer types that love to send me emails later on or grab me out in the street or wherever and start telling me how wrong I am about this stuff and how wrong the Bible is, well then why in God's creation do you send your kid to a Catholic school, which is all about, in most cases, in Christian schools, Christ and forgiveness and heaven and hell. Yes, hell. Jesus talked about hell plenty of times, and how to get there. It's just nuts. And you Christian parents, what is wrong with you? Do not. Listen, if your son or daughter, or your son came to you, as you're a Christian parent, right? Quote unquote, devout Christian parent. And your son said, I'm graduating from high school. I want to sow some oats before I go on to college. I'd like to hire a hooker for the weekend, but I don't quite have the money. Would you give him the money? Why not? Because it's sin? Because it's the wrong thing to do? Because you believe it's biblically incorrect? What about the other stuff? You're throwing him into the other situations. You're fine with that. What is that all about? Do you pick and choose what sins you're okay with and which ones you're not? Again, I say, what's that all about? You guys just, and you know what? If you're not in this circle, then it's not for you. But some of you guys just infuriate me to no end. Because you pick and choose. You decide where God's right, where God's wrong. You decide where Jesus is right, Jesus is wrong. Man, that's scary. The Supreme Court, now, I've talked about this issue before. I don't know if you guys remember. I don't even know if you guys care. But there was a California law that required pro-life pregnancy centers. They call them crisis pregnancy centers or care pregnancy centers, right? Where they're encouraged to keep the baby. They're encouraged not to have an abortion. Well, these lunatics in California passed a law that said, hey, before you start counseling any of these people, you have to give them the number of a local abortion clinic. So a clinic that is adamantly against abortion, because the California law, the first thing they have to do is tell the people where they get abortion when they're coming in there in a moment of weakness. So thank God somebody challenged this. Thank God somebody brought this all the way to the Supreme Court. And thank God that the Supreme Court had enough horse sense to not let it go sideways. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and just really, really being part of the conversation, part of the process, understanding what's going on, what it takes to win. You know? But this is a lot of work. And it's consistent, and it's consistent pressure. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Where was I? What story was I talking about? Huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. The in California, as I started to tell you, there was a law, about the I don't know where it went. It actually disappeared. Did I already say that to you? Wow, I'm good. I know. So, the law was that they could force, as I was saying in the last segment, they could actually force pregnancy centers, certain pregnancy centers, to let the girls know they could get abortions first, within the first couple of minutes of counseling. So you couldn't talk to them about the decision, why they came up with the decision they did, and that kind of thing. So what if the government required all alcoholics anonymous groups to recite an advertisement for a local bar before every singles meeting. Every single meeting. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if one guy had to give the local announcements before they actually started their AA meeting? That Joe's Bar and Grill in the corner was giving away two beers with every hamburger? And that if you came from this meeting, they give you an extra buck off? Imagine a group of people struggling with alcohol abuse, trying hard to leave their addiction behind with all that stuff. Don't you think it would be tough? You might wonder how can a government force private organizations to speak? And that's what California means. This is why California is so screwed up. They're going to require private organizations. Now, the problem is they're not really private. You know, they get tax-exempt status from the government, Fed, and state. And there's certain things they try to force them to do. In this case, the government was trying to force them to give a message that was diametric, 180 degrees from what theirs is. And this is what they were requiring. This is what the state of California was requiring pregnancy centers to do. Now, the Reproductive Fact Act, which is really funny. Can anybody explain to me what abortion has to do with reproduction? I'm just confused. Because reproduction would be mean to reproduce something, right? Where abortion actually stops something from reproducing, doesn't it? Now, the act required that pro-life pregnancy centers provide medical services to pregnant women in need must advertise for abortion as well. Now, I wonder if the pregnancy centers had to advertise anti-abortion commercials. These centers must post a sign stating that public programs provide free or low-cost abortion, along with relevant phone numbers to call for information. Well, you know, eventually we have to dust this place. You know that, right? Okay. Yeah. Along with the relevant phone number to call for more information. These, you know, think about this. Come on. Think about how much power Planned Parenthood has. We can force a private organization that actually is against pregnancy, against abortion, to force them to advertise for abortion. How does that work? Now, only pro-life centers are subject to this law. Only pro-life. Abortion providers are exempt from it. Tell me that that's not them targeting one or the other.
We have an echo.
Really? Yep. Who's echoing?
You. Sounds like you're
thinking. Okay. So let's see. Doesn't sound like it's echoing to me. Is it still there? Well, it'd be good if you did.
It takes a minute to catch up.
Anyway. Now you made me forget what I'm saying. You can't do that to me. It just confuses me. Oh, there we go. Okay. So the pro-life pregnancy centers exist to provide medical assistance, support, and counseling to women experience crisis and unplanned pregnancies. They exist to support a woman who's choosing life for her unborn child. Right? But the state, now again, some of these girls, because I was actually involved with one of these pro-life centers. And some of them, you know, when the girl, or in some cases, the girl and the guy, they come in crisis, right? Because they don't know what to do. And when that happens, they're vulnerable. I'm trying. In so many ways. Because they're emotionally spent. Right? Now, to make matters worse, only pro-life centers are subject to this law. Abortion providers are exempt. The Constitution doesn't tolerate such discrimination. The state can't force its citizens to promote government mandated messages. What are we in? You know, talk about a conflict with Russia. We're acting like Russia at that point. Supreme Court has continually held that requiring citizens to speak a government-compelled message is held to the highest constitutional scrutiny under the First Amendment, because mandating a message necessarily alters the content of one's speech. They've also said in the past that it's lopsided. It's a lopsided requirement that forces pro-life centers to speak the government's message while exempting pro-abortion speakers, and it constitutes a blatant viewpoint of discrimination. And 9.5 out of 10 times, these things have been found to be unconstitutional. California attempts to justify its unconstitutional law by arguing that pregnancy centers are deceptive because they don't offer or counsel for abortion. How is that deceptive? You know, if you go back and look at how many times California, the AG of California, has been sued because of deceptive, that's the court, not me, deceptive or misleading titles on laws that they have, that they approve. Right? Like the Safe Child Sex Act, which basically was nothing more than teaching children how to have safe sex with animals. That should have never been that way. There are so many I could go through that had these little twists and turns in them that just made absolutely no sense. I mean, how about the deceptiveness behind Planned Parenthood? That they offer women's services. They don't. They offer one abortion. They don't do mammograms. They don't do checkups. Right? They don't. I don't even know if they do these anymore. Pap smears or something like. What are you laughing at? You laughing at me?
No.
I'm afraid to look in the chat room. I might lose it. Pregnancy centers aren't deceptive, not by any stretch of the imagination. They offer all kinds of support, medical care, material assistance, diapers, clothing. They don't do that at Planned Parenthood. I'll tell you something else that I know for a fact that these pregnancy centers offer that Planned Parenthood doesn't. Once you have the abortion, go back to Planned Parenthood and tell them that you need counseling because you're depressed. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to laugh at you. They're going to tell you they don't provide it, and you'll get over it in a few days. But you go back to some of these other pregnancy centers afterward, and you have the abortion even when they ask you not to, guess what they'll do? They will comfort you. They will talk to you. They will work with you. State argues that abortion information is vital to a pregnant woman, yet the state doesn't even advertise these abortion services itself. Instead, they seem to make sure, they want to make sure that these anti-abortion centers do it, but they don't do it. But it is a violation of free speech and a discussion. Now, two pro-life centers did challenge the law. California Federal Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit Court have both agreed with the state to allow the law. On March 20th, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the oral arguments, that's right, in the case, and could be reversed within weeks. Because the courts have already, they've already said that similar laws in New York, Baltimore, Montgomery County, Maryland, Austin, Texas, were all unconstitutional. So, this is why it's so important that you guys support the president. That you stop getting stupid with getting Democrats in office that go 180 degrees against the judges that President Trump wants to appoint. You want to give it to them? Don't fight. Get lazy. Don't push at the midterms. You'll give them everything they want. Hey, I'm Double Senior Host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, listening over the airwaves. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.